The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama and House of Representatives Speaker John Boehner have decided to continue talks to resolve the country's budget crisis.
Yes, I can. The president did call and speak with the Speaker of the House this afternoon, not long ago. Had a good conversation, and the two of them agreed that all sides need to keep talking on the issues here that are confronting us, that have led to a shutdown of the government and to the situation that has put us on the precipice of potential default, or at least reaching that line beyond which the United States government does not have borrowing authority. So
Carney made those remarks during a press conference in Washington. He also criticized Republicans for linking budget talks to raising the country's debt limit. Carney said Obama is ready for a short-term increase to the U.S. borrowing limit that's free from Republican budget and policy demands. Those comments came on the 11th day of the U.S. government shutdown, with the Republican-led House and the Democratic-majority Senate deadlocked on a budget deal. Earlier, G20 finance ministers advised the U.S. to take urgent action to resolve the budget stalemate. To discuss that a bit further, I'm joined with Mr. Danny Schechter, who is the editor of MediaChannel.org, and he's joining us live now from New York. Mr. Schechter, as always, thanks for joining us. Now, put this into perspective for us. You know, it's been 11 days, and though they keep saying they're talking, it seems that nothing's really progressing.
Well, you know, there's an old saying, jaw, jaw, but the war continues. And in this case, it's a political war between an extremist ideological entity and sort of the center or the establishment in the United States, including Wall Street, including the business community, which wants the debt limit raised, which wants the shutdown ended. And the Republicans are using what leverage they have to try to extract demands. You know, back in the late 70s, you'll remember on American television, there was a report every night, America held hostage, and it was about hostages in Iran. Now America's being held hostage by 20 members of Congress and the Tea Party who are refusing to compromise and bullying other members of the Republican Party. And there seems to be some cleavages and breaks here, with some of the more senior Republicans challenging the Tea Party, saying that they will not link the debt increase to the future of the Obamacare health care plan. And so there's a lot of questions, though, about what basis is there for an agreement, a short postponement of this whole problem, pushing it aside for 6 weeks, is not going to deal with any of its fundamentals. We'll just be back in the same situation again, says Harry Reid, you know, the in the Senate. So, you know, their positions are becoming firmer on one hand, and the Republicans are looking for points of, you know, victory where they can claim that all of this has made sense, while public opinion is lined up against the Republicans, blaming them mostly for what's happening.
Right. I wanted to ask about that last point you actually just made, Mr. Schechter. Is this really just to be blamed on the Republicans, or are there legitimate concerns about the Democrats vis-a-vis this budget?
Well, look, there are always legitimate concerns because there are political differences. You know, one side, the Republican side, doesn't want government programs to serve the people in the United States, basically. They're against it. They want to cut them back. They want to trim them. They already cut $4 billion out of food stamps, which serve the poorest of the poor in the United States, and give them the potential to eat. And the Republicans don't want that. So there are big differences. On the other hand, the Democrats are really not fighting on many principles here. They're fighting to try to continue their programs and to embarrass the Republicans. So it's another one of these political spats. The front page of the New York Times has somebody holding up a sign that says, "Stop arguing." The whole process is really insulting to the whole notion of democracy, insulting to many people in the United States. So there's a clamor to put this show to an end. But whether and how is not clear yet.
Indeed, and we will, of course, keep a very close eye on that. We'll leave it there for now. But, of course, we do appreciate your insight, as always. That was Danny Schechter speaking to us live from New York.